Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? One of my favorite sayings is, every doctor needs a doctor, every mentor needs a mentor, and every coach needs a coach. So I'm a coach, but how did I learn how to coach? Well, that was simple, by hiring great coaches. I learned from them and how they taught me to do things and how they've helped me grow my business. So the first coach that I hired was a speaking coach, Felicia Slattery, and I hired her after I wrote my book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon. So I got this book and it's like, okay, how am I going to sell more books? What do I need to do next? Well, obviously giving speeches is one of the best ways I could find to sell books, and it worked. I've sold 2,500 in speeches. But there was more to it than just giving speeches to sell books. There's more things that I needed to learn how to do. So in order to maximize the potential of what I've done, I needed to create some online courses or classes and then learn how to do webinars to sell them. So basically, I was learning how to not only give speeches in face-to-face mode, but online. And that was incredibly important for me. And what it really helped me do was rebuild my email list. My email list before was just a hodgepodge of junk. So what I decided to do is wipe it 100% clean and build it from people who actually saw me speak, went to my webinars, and really cared about the products and services I was selling at the time. That was a great concept and really helped me to promote my book and create my brand in a much stronger way. So the second thing I learned how to do was do presentations from stage, how to sell from stage, and really put on great presentations that basically allowed the materials that I had to kind of sell themselves. The second coach I worked with was Kathy Demers, and I actually met her at NAMS, and that was the place where I learned how to give speeches and sell from stage. So what I really needed to learn was how to sell. And that was key in me developing some new marketing materials that really helped extend my reach and build my brand even further. It's after that I started my podcast, and I started doing weekly email digests and being very consistent and intentional on developing the marketing tools that I'm currently using today. And Kathy always said, if you're going to sell, you have to learn who your perfect customer is, and you have to learn how to agitate the desire and pain that they're feeling so you can learn to talk to your customers in a direct way. That was incredibly important for me to learn because I had to figure out how to create a weekly schedule and develop systems that were going to help me to sell to my right audience, because I was creating products that were great, but it really wasn't focused 100% on my perfect audience. So I learned how to do these weekly marketing things that really started to grow my business and get me into a mindset where I could do things that were going to talk to the audiences that I wanted to sell to. That was huge. Trial and error marketing does not work. What you really need to do is build that marketing system that's consistent and repeatable. And then you have to measure the results, and you have to find out what people are reacting to. Another coach I've worked with is David Perdue. Now, David is the founder of NAMS. And David has mastermind groups that allowed me to learn certain systems. But also, the most important thing I've learned from David is how to focus on the one big thing. The one big thing that you need to be doing that's going to be talking to that perfect audience. And David is huge on creating systems. So again, having great systems is going to help you to narrow down your focus and get more done quicker. Another mastermind I was able to attend was one with Ken MacArthur from the Impact event and the Impact movie. And Ken has been interviewed on this podcast as well as everybody else I've mentioned so far. And Ken's mastermind was just amazing. It was a full day of really kind of breaking down and listening to people and how they had roadblocks in their business and how the group as a mastermind helped them to overcome some of those roadblocks and look at things differently. So one of the things I love about masterminds, it helps you to change your perspective. It helps you to change your thinking. And that's incredibly important as you're going along, because we don't know what we don't know and we can't see what we can't see. And sometimes you just need that outside perspective. Another coach I've had the opportunity to work with is Marla Tabaka. Now, Marla is an Inc. top contributing author. So she writes a lot. She works with a lot of business people. And she's been a great friend ever since I wrote my book. We sat down and had a coffee, and I just wanted to find out, you know, what she could do for me. And what I found out was mindset. Mindset is so incredibly overused, but it's so incredibly important. Most all of us have limiting beliefs, like we're not good enough, smart enough, and darn it, people don't like us. Thank you, Stuart Smalley. The one thing that Marla did is she pulled out an assessment that really made you sit down and figure out, what are your core values? And when I got done with that core value statement, what I realized is I had everything backwards. And I needed to readjust my thinking in order to become more successful. So the most important thing I learned is that money is one of those kind of things that really holds us back. When really what it is a certificate of appreciation. If somebody appreciates what you're doing, then they're going to hand you those certificates of appreciation in the same volume that they appreciate what you do. That's one of the places where I learned the more value you can add to the products and services that you provide to your customers, the more they're going to value you and pay for it. And that was one of the limiting beliefs that helped me to kind of break through the mindset of only selling $27, $97 products, but really getting to the point where I had a complete business that is absolutely kicking butt. Another person I worked with is Bob Yeager. Now, Bob is a copywriting and sales funnel genius. I mean, that's what he does. And the biggest thing that he tried to get me to do was maximize the use of my content and use it in a way that I've never used before. So everything that you do should lead to something else. And that's essentially what helped me really solidify the Bacon system and the content that I'm generating. As a matter of fact, from the way that he taught me, I was able to take the entire system, turn it into a book, turn it into slides, turn it into audio, turn it into a whole bunch of other things that created a complete system that is repeatable, scalable, and something I can do over and over again. So the combination of all of these things really builds up to the point where I'm at. So let me ask you, have you ever worked with a coach? If you haven't, I really suggest that you give it a try. All the way from the beginning when I first wrote my book to where things are at right now, it's been an evolution. I had to learn these things step by step. Not one single coach could have given me everything that I needed. And I really got value from every single one. It was an investment in my business, an investment in growing it and taking it to the next level. So if you've never had a coach, I'm assuming at this point you're asking, well, how do I find one? Well, the way that I found them was getting out and meeting people, but also sitting down and having a cup of coffee and learning who they are and what they do and learning about the success stories that they've been able to achieve with other people. Part of it, too, is having a mentor that helps you understand where your strengths or weaknesses are at and then finding people that can fix some of those weaknesses. Not every coach or any coach is going to be able to come in and give you 100% of the answers that you need. That's why you may go through multiple coaches, but solve the most basic problems first and then move on to the next ones. You can't jump right into the big win without solving some of the basic things like mindset or setting up systems. They all work in concert. So do your research, do some homework, and ask people who they've used and see if they can work for you. So most of the people I mentioned today have been interviewed on this podcast, and they're awesome. They know their stuff, and they really helped me. The bottom line is you have to find somebody who can help you. We all have limitations. We all have things to learn. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And if needed, ask for recommendations of coaches that can help you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.